most of our forces were in transit already, a slow and difficult process. It takes ages to move large numbers a great distance. The men in these offices had been laying the groundwork for years. Croker asked, "Are you saying we don't need to get in any big hurry?" "There's no need now." The quake crippled him. "There wasn't any pressing need before the quake. We could have gotten there before he finished his oversized sandcastle." "True. We were starting the campaign now mostly because the captain and his woman were so thirsty for revenge. Add the name Mergen to that list. My taste for vengeance was newer and bloodier. My wife was a more recent victim. Long Shadow and Narayan Singh would pay for Sari's death. Especially Narayan Singh. You living saint of the stranglers, your night-walking companion now hunts you too. Something that hurts him doesn't really change anything at our end." I agreed. "True, though it does give us more flexibility. Yet it makes sense to jump them while they're stunned. How widespread was the damage? Was it just Kialune?" "There's heavy damage everywhere south of the Danda Presh. It gets worse as you go farther south. Those people won't have much energy to spend trying to stop an invasion." "All the more reason to stay on schedule. We'll stomp them while they're down." The old man was bitter and vindictive. Comes with the job, I guess. And because of all the evils done to him. "You ready to travel?" he asked. "Personally, me and my whole household have our preparations made. You name the day and we'll be on the road." My own bitterness leaked through. I kept telling myself not to let the need for vengeance sink roots too deep. I dared not let it become an obsession. Croker pursed his lips, sour for a moment. "My household includes not only Tidae, but Sari's mother, Kigota, and Uncle Doge, who isn't really anybody's uncle, but is a family attachment nonetheless. Croker refuses to trust them. But he does not trust anybody who has not been a brother of the company for years." Proof was immediate. "Mergen, I want you to add the Radishah to the list of people you check regularly. I'm betting that as soon as we clear the city wall, she'll start fixing to break our hearts." I didn't argue. It seemed likely. All through our history, the Black Company has suffered the ingratitude of our employers. Usually those blackguards received ample cause to regret their villainy. This time, there was a good chance we could subvert the effort before the Radishah Dra and her brother, the Prabhrindra Dra, could deal us any major treachery. Right now, the Radishah and Prince have to restrain themselves. As long as Long Shadow survives, the company will remain their lesser fear. I asked, "You looked at those books yet?" "Which books?" He could be exasperating. I snapped, "The books I risked my precious ass to steal back from Soulcatcher the other night. The lost annals that are supposed to tell us why every damned fool lord and priest in this end of the world is scared shitless of the Black Company?"
"Oh, those books."
"Yeah, those." I realized that he was ragging me. "I haven't had time, Mergen. Although I did find out that we're going to need a translator. They aren't written in modern Taglian. I was afraid of that. We're taking the Ghostwalker south with us." The sudden shift surprised me. Lately he's been so paranoid, he won't mention Smoke, by name or otherwise, for any reason, even in a non-Taglian language.